Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, Candy Lickers? Pleased to meet you. Nice to know me. What you doing? You're listening to another edition of Cassio's Cut. Today, I'm joined by a very special guest, Mr. Will Turpin, bassist for Collective Soul. What's up, brother?
Nothing much, man. Sitting here at home and getting ready to go back out on the road.
This is very different. I'm usually in my office talking to the rock stars on the road. So now I'm in a hotel this time and you're at home with a super cool background. So I do appreciate you taking time on your day off, man. You guys are back out on tour. So I appreciate you joining us. So let's talk about it. Got the sea legs back under you. Already got a few shows back under your belt getting out there. And I know, you know, we talk about it all the time on this show. You never know what's going to happen tomorrow with the virus and how things are going, but it's got to be good to get back out there, get the rust off, get these shows, seeing crowds again.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned seeing crowds again. When we get asked that question, you know, is it great to be playing music again? And it is. I miss playing music, and the guys in Collective Soul, we all genuinely like each other. We have a lot of fun on stage. Mm-hmm. We realized years ago that that's got to be part of it. Otherwise, what are we doing? And what are we not realizing?
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The coolest thing that really that we've been able to see is the crowds. People are excited. They're smiling again. They're singing along. And that's been more inspiring than anything.
Well, super excited. I know you've got a show coming up where we are here, Rocket 95.1, Huntsville, Alabama, Mars Music Hall, brand new venue. So it'll be the first time for you guys playing that. I'm excited to see blow the roof off of that. And then, of course, for the listeners of the podcast, hitting Mobile and then big time getting out on the road after that. So we're excited to see it, man. I'm the guy that'll scream in between songs.
Heck yeah, man. I mean, like I said, the fans are enjoying it. Live music is a thing, man. Live music is a thing. It's not necessarily everybody's thing, but the people who enjoy it and love it and feed off of it, it's something that we need, you know?
It's a life. It's a religion. It's a cult. It's a good thing. I think it's a positive thing. And that was my first sign. We talked about it on the radio. First sign that this thing was quote unquote getting back to normal or whatever it's going to be, is getting out to concerts. And so we're excited, man. And look forward to it. You dropped the album Blood right before, basically about a year, maybe not even before pandemic hits. I know you've got a few shows under your belt with that, but that's got to be exciting for, you know, playing the new music. Of course, everybody's going to see the hits, but you guys still continuing to make music, what, 25-ish years into a career? That's crazy.
I'm on quit keeping track. It makes me feel old, but yeah, we celebrated 25 years in 2019. So
wow.
But man, again, another common question, you know, why do you guys even care about recording music this late in your career? You can go out and play the stuff you've already recorded, and Everybody's still going to be just as happy. But it's just, it's something that's, it's a two-part thing that we're still addicted to, just like we were kids, man, just like we were 23 and signed by Atlantic Records. We're addicted to playing live, and we're addicted to creating music. And we've already got the next one in the can that'll be out early next year. So yeah, man, that, you know, it's not like we're athletes, you know, we're still creating. And actually, I mean, you know, music is an art form, so it's kind of hard to compare things, especially when you talk about the time and space and what, you know, the 90s are a different generation than right. where we are now. But we're creating music that's as strong as we ever have, if not stronger in certain regards.
You guys, I know you grew up in a music recording family, Reel to Reel Studios. You now run it, family owned studios. And I know Ed is very hands-on in the producing process as well. Does that make it easier for you guys at this stage in the game that you all yeah. have that technical background and you know how it's supposed to sound and how you want it to sound, and you can actually make that happen yourselves?
Yeah, I would say that would probably have been one of our strengths even going back. And we've learned, we're always continuing to be students of the game. As a matter of fact, me and Ed were having this real long conversation about compression and how to make a vocal sound a certain way just the other day. But that was definitely always one of our strengths, that we kind of all grew up in the studio, because I was in the band with the other guys, and we got to go into my dad's studio. Ed's 7 years older than the rest of us, and he was my dad's head engineer and writing his songs right there in front of us and learning his craft when we were younger there in Stockbridge, Georgia. We watched him hone his songwriting craft, and we were all fans. And of course, the short version is, when we got out of high school, his friends were getting married and getting real jobs, and here comes me and my friends and his brother Dean. And that's kind of how it came together in the short version.
Well, I mean, you could tell you guys, your sound is, you know, you guys have your sound. I know, like you said, you're evolving always, but there's always a collective soul sound in your music. And so that's got to be a cool feeling of, I've talked to musicians who, you know, praise having what a great producer can do for an album, but it's also a good feeling when you are that person to go, I can hear it in my head, and now I can, you know, make it happen how I'm hearing it.
Yeah. I mean, that's, it's well said too, because a lot of people don't realize, like, you do, you hear it in your head first, but it's a lot of time. I wouldn't say it's difficult. It's just a lot of time and trial by error when you can hear something in your head and be like, oh, I know how to get that on tape. You know, I know how to, yeah. Or I shouldn't even use the word tape, I'm dating myself again, but I know how to get that on the hard drive, you know. But it's part of us just growing up in the studio. And it's, and like I said, it is ever evolving, but it's certainly a strength and always has been.
Are you a wake up in the middle of the night with a riff or a lyric guy, or are you, hey, we need a session?
No, we like to record the riffs and the ideas. And honestly, most of the energy is, most of my energy where I feel like it's clear and focused is morning energy, and get up, you know, take some deep breaths and feel good about life, and then see what lands in your lap.
You just start playing and see what happens, or what do you do?
No, actually, it's got to kind of just be, it's almost like it's floating around and it pops in your head and you're like, oh, that's good. And then I kind of develop a little bit in my head even before I grab an instrument. But if I don't record it in that original inspirational moment, if I don't record a version of it, even just right. on my phone, it kind of escapes. It's weird. Like when you have those moments where you're like, oh man, this is a bullet train right to a complete song. I've got it. It's all in my head. But if I don't record it, if I try to bring it back the next day, it's not, something's not the same.
Have you seen, it reminds me of the John Tesh video where he, you know, he did the NBA theme, and he was da na 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 na. He was driving down the road and it came to him, and it was like you. He said, once it's in there, I got to go now or it's gone forever. He called himself, left a voicemail humming the tune. And then I saw him play it at a show. He still got the voicemail recording from the tape, and he's got it playing it on stage. But that's, That's pretty crazy that you go, hi, this is, could be a fleeting moment. I got to go now.
It is that way. And I have, that's a cool story about John Tesh, but I have heard other people, other artists say the exact same thing. If you don't capture it, then it's like, you might remember a little bit of it the next day, but it won't be the same.
We're talking with Will Turbin, bassist, of course, Collective Soul, going to be coming to Mars Music Hall here in Huntsville on September 23rd, then follows it up the next night, Friday night, September 24th, down in Mobile. And then the tour is continuing rolling almost every other night. So go to collectivesoul.com to see all their tour dates. Hear the new music and be pumped up for the concert when it comes to town there. Will, before we get out of here, you don't even know this, I don't think. But one, I got a couple things. We end every show with a countdown. So I got 10 questions, kind of get to know you questions. We'll end on that. But I do have to give a shout out to my buddy, Tony Schiavone. I don't know if you know, I've ever heard that name, but a huge wrestling announcer. He used to announce for the Braves and the Georgia Bulldogs. Collective Soul, number one band for him. When I hang out with Tony Schiavone.
I totally know that name. We're from Atlanta.
Yeah.
Wow, we'll have to reach out to him and have him as a guest or something, man.
I asked him if he'd ever met you guys, because literally every time we hang, Collective Soul is playing. And I said, hey, I'm interviewing Will from Collective Soul. I don't know if you know any. I assumed he knew everybody because you guys are both Atlanta guys. And he said, no, but can't wait to hear it and watch it. So got to get my Schiavone plug in for you guys.
All right, man. Hey, send the date he wants to come hang out with. Send it to management. You know management's number.
We'll get
those dots for us.
My people and your people. We'll get it.
That's right.
All right. We're going to do the countdown, and I'll let you get out of here on your off day, man. I really do appreciate you coming in here, and look forward to seeing you next week as you come through Huntsville. Here's the countdown. 10 questions, 10 to 1.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We'll see if you can survive. 10. Name something that's a perfect 10 in your life.
Perfect 10 in my life. My cornhole game.
Really?
It's actually not a perfect 10, but I'm focusing on it right now.
Oh, will you challenge all comers? That's what we need to get, a cornhole with us. And
beat Will Turpin for free tickets.
All right, 9. 9, German word for no. So name something you wish was no more, wish you could write off. This could be social media trolls, bad drivers, pet peeves, anything you wish was no more.
God, man. Why do I always blank when it's kind of a good question? I should have like 20 answers for this.
People that stand up when the plane lands. You travel a lot. You got to have some travel pet
peeves. There's definitely some travel pet peeves. Okay, I'll go ahead and just relate it to my life and backstage. When there's no towels in my dressing room, I wish that would never happen again. And I have to ask somebody for towels.
Okay. No towels. Everybody, when you see Collective Soul on tour, bring towels.
Up front won't help me.
I should. Some bands get panties and bras thrown on stage. We're going to start throwing towels to Will. Just to make sure you've got a surplus. All right. 8. When you die, what's the last thing you ate? What's your last meal? What do you want your last meal to be? Now, this could be mix and match, home cooking, mixed with restaurant, appetizer, dessert, whatever you want. We can get everything from everywhere.
Yeah, it's definitely chicken wings and beer.
Really?
Yeah.
What flavor on the wings?
I prefer just a good, crispy, straight-up buffalo hot.
Just, oh, crispy.
I mean, it's kind of crispy, though. Crispy. I mean, man, and I'm a connoisseur. There's only a couple places I'll even go to around here.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, do you hit them on the road, or is that too risky?
It's actually too risky because I'm such a connoisseur that, like, unless it's a certain, you know, I might order a small little 6-piece, see if they got it going on or not, you know.
Plus, if there's no towels backstage and you have a chicken wing accident.
See, now you know why I need towels.
to get all the wing sauce off of it. All right, number 7. when you were 7 years old, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Yeah, when I was seven.
Were you already in music then?
I think I wanted to be a cowboy, and I didn't realize that there wasn't any cowboys, but I remember carrying – people said there's a lot of people in the music industry that remember me hanging out at my dad's shows between like 5 years old and 7 years old, and they said I'd always have 2 six-shooters on my side. And I remember my cowboy hat and my six-shooters. So I guess I wanted to be a cowboy.
That's awesome. All right, number what we got? Six. How you want to go out? How you want to end up 6 feet under?
Playing music.
Playing on music. Stage or just at home?
Maybe just at home.
Just relaxing, riffing.
Right on the piano. Maybe listening to music. Maybe just listening to some Paul McCartney and or the Beatles or something like that. Yeah.
Just relaxing.
Yeah.
All right, number five, five-finger discount. What's the last thing you stole?
Well, I was at a restaurant the other night, and I asked her for my tab. She gave me my tab, and I don't really look at tabs a whole lot. Thank God I don't have to necessarily look at them a whole lot. My wife gets on to me for that. But I was walking out. I was like, man, that tab was only $20. She definitely gave me the wrong tab, and I was kind of already walking out. So I guess I stole a little bit from the Taco Mac there, but not necessarily my fault. It wasn't necessarily a five-finger discount, but
it was way more than $20. It was supposed to be higher.
It was definitely supposed to be higher. That once I started thinking about it, I was like, no, there's no way that was my tab.
But I mean, it didn't hurt you enough to walk back in.
No, sure did.
You were gone. All right, you're a good Southern boy. So some rock stars don't get this one, but you're a Georgia boy. So top four, Mount Rushmore of Little Debbie's.
Well, Swiss Cake Roll.
Boom.
For sure. I do like the fudge brownies.
Okay. The cosmic with the M&Ms or just regular with nuts?
Yeah, I'll take the cosmic with M&M.
Okay.
There was a new flavor floating around backstage the other day. It looked a little wacky. It was some kind of birthday cake.
Oh, they do have the new birthday cake deals.
And it was all right. It was pretty good. So I'll put that one in there.
You still got Oboe Cream Pie or the Nutty Buddy Fudge Round.
I remember Nutty Buddy.
Zebra Cake Christmas Tree
Buddy.
Cake.
I didn't like the oatmeal. That was not my thing. So I'll go with the Nutty Buddy.
All right. Nutty Buddy's on the Mount Rushmore. All right. Three, I expect some Beatles probably to be in here since you've already mentioned them. Three albums on a deserted island. You're not saying these are the greatest albums of all time. Just the three you could listen to forever. You could go greatest hits.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah. So let's do the Wingspan, the greatest hits, the Wings greatest hits.
Woo.
Let's go. I mean, God, man, there's so many inspirational musicians and records out there. Let's take Van Halen 5150 with me because that really meant a whole lot to me in our career when they took us on tour in 95. And they took us under their wing. They really helped us out. And then a third record that I would take. I mean, I'm going to go with a Tom Petty. It's either Tom Petty or Paul Simon, really, as far as my third record.
Ooh. Want to hit a hits or maybe a live album?
We can do a Tom Petty greatest hits and just call it that way. We don't have to focus too much on it. But
and you'll piss somebody off. Even though these are supposed to be albums you can listen to yourself, people's like, man, stupid choice, man.
Yeah, no, it's an easy way out.
All right, two. I need two concerts. First concert you went to as a fan, and last concert you went to as a fan.
Okay, that's easy. Without me opening up for somebody else, I had to actually go buy the ticket.
Correct. I mean, you could have got a free ticket, but you're there watching a show.
Right. Well, the first show I ever went to as a fan was 10th grade, and it was I walked into the Omni there in Atlanta, and it was one of those moments where you walk in and you first saw that big stage and lights, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is, like you said, this is, call it what you want, but this is going to be my religion, my cult.
Yeah.
And it was U2 Joshua Tree Tour. And so that was really inspirational to me. The last one that I know we just opened up for Styx, but in late 2019, me and my wife went and saw Styx at Verizon. I think it was Styx was the last one that I actually wasn't playing or wasn't part of the show and went and saw the band.
All right, just going back to you too. Did you buy the tickets, or was it parents, or was it friends?
Oh no, we were in high school. We were ready to rock. It was me and original drummer Shane Evans and some friends of ours. Oh no, it's straight up save your money. Save your money, buy that ticket. Hold on to that thing, man. You got to hold on to it for like 5 weeks before it comes around too, you know.
Where was your Ticketmaster, in a mall or in a
Turtles was the go-to in Atlanta area.
Oh yeah.
That was the record store. And still even back then it was like camp out scene.
Yeah.
You're camping out the night before to get that first spot in line and walk up to the ticket window and get the best tickets you could.
Now you're getting an electronic queue at your desk at work when people are trying to buy them. So they don't know getting a 10 out for a concert.
They don't understand.
Was there
an opener? Real hip. We started paying friends to camp out for us.
Yeah. I don't even care if you want tickets. Just go lay down, dude. I'll be
there. Stay there for at least 8 hours. I'll see you in the morning.
I'll bring you a McGriddle. And
that's right.
Did you two have an opener? Did you see it? Were you even into that?
It was the Bodines on that tour.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So that was a good band too. Yep.
All right. And one, again, you're a Georgia boy, and we brought up Shivani. If you were a wrestler, who would you be?
Flying through the air. If you ever see us on stage, I still like, at 50 years old, I still like getting up. So I'm going to go with Superfly Snuka.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, and you got a tag team. If you picked one guy for your tag team partner.
My tag team.
Anybody, any era, who would you pick?
Well.
You got a high flyer. You might need a big dude to team up with you.
Yeah. I just keep, man, my favorite of all time, and he's a lot of people's favorite of all time. I'm just going to throw it out there. I'd take Ric Flair just so I can be able to take teams with him. Yeah.
Good answer. Good answer. It's being a Georgia boy, that's a good answer too. Yeah. So. All right, man. I appreciate your time. I know it's a day off. I know you've been traveling, so I appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you out on the road. Collective Soul, go check them out. Listen to the new music. They're going to be coming near you. And if you are listening to this in the Rocket 95.1 area, they'll be at Mars Music Hall Thursday, September 3rd. Then they'll be at the Mobile Civic Center in Mobile on the 24th. Will, appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, cheers, man. Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Everybody else, stay mashed.